Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Did I say good morning? Wait. Oh yeah, good morning. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, you know what? Look, irrespective of how poorly you might have slept last night, and we'll tell you why you might have slept poorly last night here in the not too distant future. But irrespective of that, I do want to tell you that it is a good morning. And it's a good morning because it's a God morning. He is still on the throne. And it's so interesting. I shared this yesterday. I'll share it again. But over the, you know, I recently do a lot of deliverance ministry. And in the deliverance ministry that I most recently did, the demonic said, specifically, they gave us, what I would say is a good word. Demonic influence in the world. Demons are bolder now. Demons are being bolder does not mean Jesus Christ is not there. He knows, He sees, and He is dealing with it. That's good news. In spite of what we may see, God's on the throne and Jesus is on duty. And that's good news. I got a great program lined up for you today. Lots and lots and lots coming at you. Scott Uhlinger, the station chief. I was on last night. I guest hosted for, Kenneth McClinton, and I had Scott Uhlinger and Larry Klayman on last night. Larry will be back on with me tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. Eastern for a longer segment. Scott will be with me at 10:30 a.m. Eastern today. Michael Morris from MRC and Newsbusters is with me. I am banned again for life from Twitter. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. For sharing actual truth about the injection and the jab. Billions of dollars have been paid out in injury claims over the last few years. Billions. But nobody's talking about it. And Twitter doesn't want you to know, so they banned me for life. Let's see. Also coming up, Claire Lopez is with us. Rick Manning is the co-host in that segment. We'll be talking about China and Taiwan. We'll be talking about Putin. There's a whole lot going on in the world we need to know about while we're talking about our next topic. And then I'm hoping Michael Sagba is going to be back with us. He grew up during the time that Hugo Chavez took over in Venezuela. He is a Venezuelan who is now living here in the United States as a citizen of our country. And he shared a very compelling interview with me that I've been talking about, and I'm hoping to get him back on, sometime in the next hour and a half. Joining me now though, patiently waiting, in that beautiful red Bradley pullover sweatshirt, the constitutional soundbite guy and our constitutional originalist, Mr. David Shostakis. David, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you so much, Greg. It's good to be with you. I look forward to every Wednesday. On the other hand, I always, now that we're doing this, it's 7 o'clock and you give me the introduction to everything you're going on, I always wish that I would have the rest of the morning to be able to spend with you and your guests and all the information that I could learn by sticking around. Unfortunately, I have court this morning, and I won't be able to stick around. Actually, that's an election contest. We're doing some election litigation, which obviously is important to everybody.
You bet.
These days. So, but
you bet.
There's other things. So it's great to be with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's great to have you with me. I shared some stuff with you this morning. Epic Times is running a story. FBI Trump home raid, improperly intrusive circumstances indicate, is the story that they ran. And essentially what they're saying is that, you know, there's every reason to believe, and I've been mentioning this, these are boxes that were sent to the Trump residence, I'm hearing, by the GSA, actually. The GSA packed these boxes, shipped them to Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. They're documents that under the Presidential Records Act, he will have as a part of his presidential library when that comes about. This is a charade and nothing but a political attack. How dangerous do you see this situation being from a constitutional perspective?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that certainly, at least on his face, that's wrong. One, of course, is the argument that supposedly the president, Mr. Trump, has in his possession classified documents that he's not supposed to have. You know, of course, the president is the ultimate classifier or declassifier. So, in fact, Mr. Trump, in deciding that these documents that he wants to have, if he determined that they were to be declassified at the time that they were shipped, and they were shipped, to my understanding, before January 2021, at the point in time where he remained the president, at least as far as the government was concerned,
right.
He remained the president. He was in a position to declare them not classified, because he's the ultimate individual to do that. So the fact that they're alleging that he's got classified documents that he shouldn't have is obviously false on its face, because he's entitled to, in his position in that office, to determine what's classified and what's not.
Okay.
Which makes him different from, say, Ms. Clinton and her emails.
You mean the 33,000 emails that she destroyed? And,
right.
And where was that raid at? No raid whatsoever. And I have another question, since we're bringing that particular topic up. What about Obama moving roughly 6 blocks down the road? And it has clearly been identified that they were running a spy ring, spying on the sitting president of the United States, and all roads lead back to Obama, and the FBI knew, you have a Steele dossier, that they knew after the first FISA warrant was fake, phony, and erroneous, and they continued to get 3 more FISA warrants after that. Where's the FBI? I understand it was the FBI that did it, but where's the other part of the FBI that's supposed to take care of the FBI that does illegal stuff?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right, Greg. And that's in terms of what they did, they turned a blind eye to so many things that so many people have done elsewhere. And then this situation is absurd on its face. Number one, the argument that any of this stuff is classified, when it was in the possession of the ultimate
right.
classifier.
Sure.
goes out the window to begin with. Second of all, generally speaking, case law on search warrants regarding documents indicates that there has to be proof that there is no other way to obtain such documents. And up to now, there has been, from what I understand, ongoing discussions between the president's team and
documents being sent by the president's team as requested, predicated, of course, also on executive privilege.
Exactly. Ongoing discussions with the National Archives. So there's no reason to believe that there was any need, based on current case law, to have conducted such a raid. This is a horrible, horrible precedent. It's a horrible precedent for all Americans.
I was just going to say, Fourth Amendment violation, right?
Right.
Clearly. Absolutely. Fifth Amendment, too?
At this juncture, Fourth Amendment generally is what governs the
Because no charges have been brought at this particular point in time, although there's a lot of rumor, and that's almost a form of slander.
That's again a different circumstance. You know, that's a question. And I suspect
I understand that, but I mean, in, you know, as we're kind of conjecturing just a little bit in that lane, they've been doing this. They keep trying to call President Trump criminals, just like they keep trying to call the people that from January 6th insurrectionists, even though they don't charge them that way. And even though there's no evidence of it, and all the evidence actually is to the contrary, showing that the D.C. Capitol Police were the instigators in many instances.
No, this has been going on since 2015, where the establishment is trying to destroy Donald Trump, because Donald Trump has been out to essentially take away authority from the establishment and hand it back to the people. And so that's they continue to lash out in opposition to that. Evidently, the current effort is to do what they can to try and make it so that he is so wounded politically that he will not be able to successfully run in 2024.
Well,
clearly what it's all about. It's a misuse of the government, and this is like no constitutional republic anybody would ever know or recognize when you weaponize the government against your political opponent.
Mark Elias is using a Title 18 clause to suggest that now the president had classified materials in his presence that he took away and what have you. And so because of that, now he would be disqualified and would not be able to run. That they're kind of.
That's a lie.
Well, no, I can
tell you why.
Go ahead.
And I can tell you why. Because there's plenty of case law, both for members of the House, members of the Senate, and the president, that there is no statute that can add or subtract qualifications for federal office that are outside the Constitution. And the Constitution simply says, resident for the president, 35 years of age, natural born citizen, resident of the country for 14 previous years. There is no federal statute that can change those qualifications. I know of several convicted felons that are nominated for the United States Congress at the moment, that despite state laws that say felons cannot serve in office, such state laws or federal law cannot change the qualifications for the Constitution.
That's outlined. Okay.
The only way that could happen would be, in fact, if there had been a successful impeachment, and as part of the impeachment, the Senate had imposed a disqualification for office, because that is a constitutional provision. But beyond that, there is no statute that can make any individual have qualifications for office beyond those that are in the Constitution. And consequently, Mr. Elias is telling a legal lie. That's not just an opinion, okay? That's not a screwy legal opinion. He's actually telling a lie.
Wow. All right. Quick break. Back right after this. David Shostokas is with us. There's much more to discuss with regards to this, including what can you, and he mentioned that this is a danger to all citizens, all of us. What can we do? Who can we turn to? I have a suggestion for you, and we'll see what David thinks about that when we come back. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest, David Shostokas, Shostokas.com, our constitutional originalist, and we encourage you to pick up his book, Constitutional Soundbites, and also the making of the Declaration of Independence. Back after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, David Shostokas. And you can find him at CG Contributors here, right here on the page at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. If you're listening to us on air, we welcome you aboard. Great to have you with us. If you're watching us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com or TECNTV.com or one of our social media platforms, we greatly appreciate it. We welcome you as well. It shows that I'm sending a signal to Twitter, but I'm quite confident that Twitter's not playing the signal because they told me that I am suspended for life. I don't know. You know, I haven't gone over there yet to look and see. But every time that I would try to post something now, it just says it pretends like it's doing it, but it's actually not. So who knows? We'll see. But at any rate, so David, here was what I was proposing, and I ran this by you a little bit in the break, and then you can elaborate on this. Folks, understand that what happened to President Trump happened to the former president of the United States. That's one piece of the puzzle. But it also happened to a citizen of the United States of America, which he is now also. He is a private citizen. And I might add that private citizens all across this country have been targeted and had their doors knocked down by federal agents under the color of a lie that they were engaged in some kind of insurrection at the Capitol on January the 6th. And so my solution that I would suggest is that you go to your county commissioner meeting and you ask succinctly this question of the county judge and the sheriff, who is generally at that meeting as well. Are you prepared to arrest any federal agent that attempts to come against a citizen in your county without having first come to you and gained your permission to be here and to take whatever action it is that they are saying they want to take? Are you prepared to defend us, the citizens of this county?
Yeah, it's a very good question when it comes to that kind of jurisdictional issue. Because, of course, if the federal agents themselves are breaking the law in terms of executing an alleged warrant that may have been obtained illegally, we know that the FISA warrants were ongoing, obtained illegally with false information. Certainly within the authority of the county sheriff. Not so much, of course. Texas has this unusual thing with the county judge. That's not a typical thing across the country, where the county judge is essentially a county administrator as well. But county sheriffs across the country have similar constitutional duties that are established by the constitutions of the states, of the state constitutions. And it's interesting to note that the states have what they call a general police power, because that's reserved to them via the 10th Amendment. The federal government was never granted any general police power. So to execute something that's the equivalent of police power, theoretically you should have state agreement. Agreement of the authority within the state where you expect to execute this federal authority.
Okay.
They typically do not do that. They typically do not take that approach. But I would suggest that were the county officials, particularly the sheriffs, inclined to enforce such a thing and imprison federal agents for illegally executing federal power, it would go a long way to protecting people from illegal use of the federal power and going beyond the Fourth Amendment provisions for against search and seizure. And I just might mention that we were talking that, of course, we're the brand new government, the brand new authorization for 87,000 brand new IRS agents is frightening in a government that is willing to trample on the Fourth Amendment. The IRS has this unbelievable power to go to bank accounts and seize money and seize property.
Right.
And they do this under civil approaches that they're saying that they, and not necessarily with your typical warrants that are issued by magistrates, but rather civil orders issued by IRS officials based on their calculation of what people owe them. So there's a lot of things in terms of reining in the federal government that needs to be done.
Well, and this is, again, you know, what we have talked about before and the incredible importance of citizen involvement. That's why this all boils down to we the people. And we the people must be engaged in every process. We must understand we are the sovereigns. I talked about this yesterday. There's a fear of saying, oh, sovereign citizen. Yes, we are sovereign citizens. We are sovereign citizens. And these people work for us. And again, you know, there's a saying that says that when the government fears the people, there's peace. When the people fear the government, there's not. That's where we are right now, and it needs to stop. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Let me change a couple of little pieces of stuff over here. All right, very good. Wow. So much going on, folks. So much that is going on. We're going to get into some of this stuff. One of the things that might have been missed in the midst of all of this is President Biden on Tuesday signed the ratification for Finland and Sweden's membership into NATO. Now, there are those that are running around suggesting that, here we go. This is it. This is it. Putin invaded Ukraine because he wanted to make sure. I mean, what would you do if you... Yeah, let me finish the thought. So what would you do if there was the threat of this NATO thing coming? Okay, you're Ukraine, and you have been invaded by Russia. And let's be very clear, because although for us here in the United States, we are relatively separated, but imagine for just a minute that we are still in the battle of subjugation with England, as an example. And there is a buffer country, and we have tension and friction with England. And let's say that, I don't know, Canada is the barrier, or maybe we turn that and we say, so South America to Mexico, and so we're having an issue with Venezuela or something along that line, and there's an alliance to be formed and what have you. Well, yes, we would be concerned if Venezuela somehow was able to annex Mexico. And we have a problem down there, by the way, with Mexico and the open border and that whole situation that's going on. Here's the thing. Ukraine has had to be concerned about Russia for a very, very long time. And for us, the concept of you know, what happened 200-plus years ago with the Revolutionary War and us breaking free from England and so forth, we're very disconnected from that. But the Ukrainian people are less than a generation away from what was called the Holodomor of 1932-1933. You may have parents. I have a parent who was born in the mid 1930s, just a few years past this Holodomor event. That's my parent. So that means that if my grandparents were still alive, that I would have a family member that's just a grandparent, so just one step away from me, who would have lived through that trauma. And so when you think about Ukraine, if you think about someone that's in their, say, their 40s, okay, 30s or 40s, their mom and dad weren't there, and perhaps their grandparents weren't there, but their great-grandparents, somebody in that line lived through the Holodomor. And so it's very, very, very real and imprinted for the Ukrainians about who the Russians really are. And now, in the midst of this war and in the midst of this battle, they're reliving this all over again, because let's make no mistake. I've shared some of the stories with you. One of the most dramatic stories is the story of a woman and her husband and her 9-year-old daughter who were fleeing from a city that the Russians were invading. They were on their way out of the city, headed away. No weapons, no threat. They're not a threat. They're not Nazis. They're not a threat. And yet the Russians grab them out of the car in front of the woman, shoot her husband and her 9-year-old daughter in the head, killing them, and then raped her so severely that it took 27 stitches to sew her back up. And she's now in a sanitarium. My same friend's grandparents live in Kiev and watched as bombs dropped, hitting hospitals and apartment buildings. Oh, Pastor, you don't understand. There's, you know, these secret tunnels at hospitals and apartment buildings. Not to mention the fact of what Pastor Vitaly has shared with us, and I've been following this very closely for almost 10 years now. 2014, I started following this with him. He was in the tents in Kiev when they overthrew the Russian puppet government, only to discover that the next guy ended up having closer ties and didn't do a lot of the things that he said that he was going to do, which led to Zelensky. I am absolutely concerned about Zelensky making relationship with Xi, and I'm going to have to do more investigating to figure that out. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that this idea that Putin is doing what he's doing because of NATO, that's where I began this dialogue, and Biden signing that Finland and Sweden are now going to be members of NATO. And why shouldn't they be, in light of the aggressive behavior of Putin and in light of him suggesting that his aspirations are to retake Eastern Europe? And they are, by the way. That he hasn't, in spite of the losses that have been suffered, in spite of all the other nonsense that's going on, that he hasn't gone ahead and stopped this absolute nonsense that he's doing, but continues to press on. So, we'll talk more about some of that with, Claire Lopez and Rick Manning coming up in our segment next hour. But I just wanted to give you kind of a preface and a heads up about that particular article, because I think that that piece of news is rather important. I think, you know, we'll get into China as well, and China's in trouble. Putin's in trouble. Putin has a lot of resistance that's going on. China is being, pushed back on. Russia has lost nearly 100 senior officers since they invaded Ukraine. And there's a lot of people that are expressing significant concern over the loss of the key individuals within the Russian senior command. Significant stuff. Another Wall Street Journal story, Donald Trump to be deposed Wednesday by the New York Attorney General. Donald Trump is set to be deposed Wednesday by the New York Attorney General's office in its civil fraud investigation into financial dealings of the former president and his company in New York City tonight, seeing racist New York State Attorney General tomorrow for a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in U.S. history. My great company and myself are being attacked from all sides. Banana Republic. That was what President Trump put out on the Truth social media. A spokeswoman for the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, declined to comment. You know, New York, wow. Let me read some scriptures to you real quick. Actually, I'm going to get these when we get back. There are some specific Bible verses, 8 Bible verses, in fact, that address the issue of what happens to the world when, and to a country, when the wicked rule. And to look at what's happening through a biblical worldview, it's important for us to have this understanding as it relates to the situation that we're in. And I was talking with some friends last night, and maybe I'll get into that as well, because there is some teachable moments here that we need to have. We need to know the truth. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. A couple of quick things. Listen, folks, cgrwellness.com. Where is that at? Over there. There we go. cgrwellness.com. Free registration. Free registration. Sign up for free at cgrwellness.com, and then use the code ChosenGenRadio. ChosenGenRadio to get a $20 discount on orders $50 or more. You can see the products right back here on my shelf. Vibe is the base product, and I encourage everyone to take Vibe. Ultra Shot is the energy booster. Resvante, and you may hear there's tons of commercials that are out there about something called resveratrol. so I can say that right. Resveratrol. So resveratrol is excellent for your blood. As I understand it, it's excellent for your cardiovascular. There's just so many benefits of it. Well, Resvante has 100 milligrams of it. That's the equivalent of like 200 glasses of wine without the alcohol per serving. This stuff's incredible. I can tell you, my blood work is... It blows people away. It blows people away. And it's just getting better with this stuff. Just getting better. So encourage you to get signed up. CGRwellness.com, free registration, and then go ahead and get some products. I use, again, Vibe, Ultrashot, Resvante. I also use Flex, which is a tremendous product. We encourage you to go through the cleansing. Just some really good stuff. So be sure and check that out. Also, if you're interested in saving money on your gasoline expenses, Green Fuel Tabs, greenfueltabs.shop, greenfueltabs.shop. And there is also a marketing opportunity if you're interested in that. Go to greenfueltabs.org, and you can check that out as well. I guess, you know, I'm pitching things that I use that benefit me and that will bless the ministry, but that work well. Okay. Green Fuel Tabs, we save money on our gas. We get better gas mileage because of it. We're up from about 17 miles to the gallon to just over 21 miles to the gallon. The products that I listed back here, I take these every single day, and I've been taking them now since last October. About last November. Huge difference. Can't even begin to tell you. So encourage you to check them out. And you'll bless the ministry. And don't forget to change your cell phone service to PatriotMobile.com. PatriotMobile.com. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. PatriotMobile.com. CHOSEN is the code for free activation. All right. So I told you that I was going to share with you some scripture references relative to what happens when the wicked are ruling. And we, ladies and gentlemen, there's no question right now that we are under wicked rulers. So Proverbs 29:2 is one you're probably very familiar with. When the righteous increase, the people rejoice. When a wicked man rules, people groan. Probably pretty familiar with that one. But did you know Psalm 125:3? For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest upon the land of the righteous, so that the righteous will not put forth their hands to do wrong. So in other words, if wickedness is over your land, then the opposite is going to be the case. We're doing wickedness. I'll go through that here in just a second. Let me get through a couple more of these. Proverbs 28:15. Like a roaring lion and a rushing bear is a wicked ruler over a poor people. Isaiah 10:1. Woe to those who enact evil statutes, and to those who constantly record unjust decisions. Wow, think about that. Micah 7:3. Concerning evil, both hands do it well. The prince asks also the judge for a bribe, and a great man speaks the desire of his soul, so they weave it together. How about this one? Isaiah 1:23. Your rulers are rebels and companions of thieves. Everyone loves a bribe and chases after rewards. They do not defend the orphan, nor does the widow's plea come before them. And then this one here, Ezekiel 22:27. Her princes within her are like wolves tearing the prey by shedding blood and destroying lives in order to get dishonest gain. Her princes within her are like wolves tearing the prey by shedding blood and destroying lives in order to get dishonest gain. Ezekiel 22:27. And then one that I've shared with you on numerous occasions before, but it absolutely bears repeating for where we are today. Proverbs 6:16-19. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him, a proud look. That's man saying that man's going to fix his own situation and man can do it without God. We don't need God. We just need us. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. Babies are innocent blood, but that's not the only place we shed innocent blood. Right now we're shedding innocent blood in our schools by the way in which we are handling what's being given and disseminated to the children. Oh my goodness. Not good, folks. Not good. And we will be held accountable. And then, an heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. Soweth discord among the brethren. Not one who calls out those things that are wicked and that are evil. By the way, if you're going to be in Bandera, Texas on the 20th of August, I would encourage you come on out to Sunrise Christian Fellowship. Sunrise Christian Fellowship on Highway 16. I'm going to be preaching a life-changing sermon on that day, and I'd love for you to be able to be there to hear it, because I truly believe that it is going to be something that will change your life. One of the greatest lies that we hear in Christendom today is, I'm a sinner saved by grace, and I'll tell you why.
These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
He's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear,
then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself. Total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up. Put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill. My heart
was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.